The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, officials have warned that a failure to regulate short-term lettings could lead to protest over tourism. International or internal briefing documents drawn up in advance of a proposal to ban Airbnb-style planning permissions in towns of more than 10,000 people show officials pointed to difficulties in other European countries in regulating tourism, which, according to warnings from officials of the Department of Tourism, will lead to a backlash from residents and will lead to social unrest. I'm joined by Labour Housing spokesperson Conor Sheehan. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Pat, and a very good morning to your listeners.
What do you make of this internal document?
Well, I suppose the first thing I would say is that I'm not surprised by the contents of this internal document, because we have seen in other jurisdictions where there have been issues with Airbnb, people essentially protesting against Airbnbs because of the volume of short-term lets, and because you see short-term lets undermining essentially the private rental market, and a backlash against that from local people in those communities. And that's something we in particular have to be very cognizant of here, because essentially we're an outlier in terms of short-term lets. We have very poor regulation at the moment, and we're being dragged kicking and screaming essentially by the European Union to this, because we're doing this because of an EU directive that's mandating us to do it, if that makes sense.
Now, the problem is that it's being used as kind of one of the solutions to the housing problem. But the experts report that, in fact, it wouldn't make very much difference at all if all of these properties theoretically were to become available, because it's not entirely sure when they're talking about Airbnbs whether it's one room in a house or whether it's an entire house.
Well, I suppose the first thing I would say is that nobody is saying that restoring Airbnbs to the private rental market is the panacea to the housing crisis, but it is part of a suite of solutions, and it needs to be considered in the round. Obviously, we need more concrete data in relation to this, but the fact of the matter is it could possibly bring back anything up to 100,000 units.
Where are you getting that number from? 100,000 units, where are you getting that from? I mean, that would virtually solve our housing problem overnight.
Well, 100,000 units was a figure that was supplied to me a number of months ago. When I looked into this, I found it in a CSO document, I would say 3 or 6 months ago, that said that it could bring back up to potentially 100,000 units.
You see, if these people are involved in Airbnb, 100,000 of them, I mean, the population of Ireland is what, 5.5 million or whatever. It would seem a huge number of people who are actually letting out their entire homes. I mean, if we're talking about, you know, a room no longer available as Airbnb, that doesn't house a family.
No, but this ranges from people renting out rooms to people renting out entire homes. And obviously, there needs to be a balance here from the point of view that Airbnb has a place in Ireland, as it does in other jurisdictions. But it needs to be regulated properly, and it needs to be done in a way that ensures that you have a balance between Airbnb and the private rental market, because we have a deficit, a housing deficit. As we know, rents have gone up over 2,000 euro now on average. So we just need to rebalance things a bit.
The likelihood of protest in local areas, can you articulate what you feel about that? Because the officials warn that there could be social unrest. Is that being a bit alarmist?
Well, we have seen protests in other jurisdictions, and we need to do whatever we can to ensure that we don't have protests, because tourism is very important to us as well. And that's why we need to have a well-regulated Airbnb sector and a well-regulated private rental market, so that Airbnb operators know where they stand, that they can operate within clear perimeters, and that they're not allowed, for example, a minority of them are not allowed to exploit the crisis that we have in the private rental market. But we have had situations in other jurisdictions, particularly in the Canaries, where people have been out protesting In the last couple of weeks, stroke months, because they maintain that they are sick of an oversaturation of tourists and tourism, because they feel like it's driving local people out. And that's something that we need to make sure that we're famous for, you know, our welcome around the world and our hospitality. And we just need to ensure that we keep community cohesion here.
Now, many of the second properties are actually owned by people in the localities themselves. I mean, the idea of the absentee Dublin landlord letting out multiple properties on the West Coast or at the Southwest or whatever, that probably is not the reality. Most of those properties are probably owned by local people who've been lucky enough to be able to purchase a second home. So it would be the community turning on itself in many places.
It's something that we don't want to see happening anyway, regardless of whether the person who owns the Airbnb or the rental property lives in the community or lives outside of the community. But we need to strike a balance here whereby young people in particular are able to rent and to live and to buy in the communities where they grew up, because that's really important for the sustainability of these communities. Because when you go out to the tourist season, I know, for example, myself, I live in Limerick. An awful lot of Limerick people go to Kilkee. Like, the population of Kilkee swells to thousands during the summer and it contracts to less than 1,000 in the winter. So these are some of the variations in population that you're dealing with in tourist communities. And you need to ensure that these communities have a critical mass of people outside of the tourist season to ensure, you know, that they're able to populate their schools, their GA clubs, to ensure that they're able to retain services like a GP and so on in these communities.
That sounds a bit like social engineering to me, that you're going to tell people where they must live and what sort of infrastructure. These things are normally organic. If the population is there, you'll have a football team. If the population has gone to Australia, you won't.
But you're not going to have the population in these communities outside of the tourist season unless people have opportunities to put down long-term roots, which they traditionally always would have had before we had, say, for example, such an amount of short-term lets in the private rental market. So I wouldn't call it social engineering. I just call it putting in place the infrastructure to ensure that communities are able to sustain themselves all throughout the year.
Now, you have this legislation which will be drawn up and, you know, populations of over 10,000, etc. will be regulated. Those less than that will not be. But no matter who you regulate and how you regulate them, you've got to have enforcement. And I'm not sure that the state or its agencies has the wit to do that kind of enforcement.
That's a very good and pertinent point. And you need to have a system whereby local authorities are given the necessary tools in order to be able to enforce this. So the necessary staffing complement and the necessary resources in terms of making sure that, you know, that Airbnb hosts follow the rules that are set out to them. Now, what I have found really interesting in looking, obviously, at the Irish Times this morning is that government talk of this figure of over 10,000, but there doesn't seem to be any mention of this in the memo that has come from the officials in the Department of Tourism. So it seems to me that this is something that government have decided to bolt on themselves. And I don't know why they have done that. Maybe it could be because they're getting political pressure from some of their own TDs and ministers in relation to
this. So do you think it's just plucked out of the air?
No, I don't think it was plucked out of the air. I think it could possibly have been, you know, obviously the government is made up of three parts of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the Independents. And I know some of the Independents were very antsy about this Airbnb legislation, particularly the Healy Ray component of the government.
On that note, thank you very much for joining us, Conor Sheehan, who's the Labour Party's housing spokesperson. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Pat.
Some of the text flooding in. We've all been missing the point. Airbnb is not the problem. The regulations are the problem. Get rid of all building regulations and bring in some bare minimal standards and then have at it. I presume you're talking about building houses and providing homes for people. Politicians and officials should focus their attention on why long-term rental is so unattractive, despite all the extra work involved with Airbnb. Well, there might be extra work involved, but the payment from Airbnb is more attractive. And then there are short-term lets, so people don't have the time to damage the property, I suppose. And if they do, you've got their credit card details, haven't you? So you can actually get recompense for any damage done by an Airbnb stayer. There are plenty of companies that own dozens of properties throughout the country purely for short-term rental through Airbnb. It's naive to think that Airbnb is comprised of tens of thousands of people with holiday homes to let. Housing should not be...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.